Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
I'm often asked, what was my most difficult case in terms of how long it took to catch someone? This was a tough one to come up with just one case, and maybe we'll cover some more in future episodes, as well as I have received some questions about Hunted, so we may cover that in a couple episodes. But I did decide to pick this one particular case. In my professional experience, I've encountered a particularly challenging case involving an insider threat investigation within a prominent clean energy company. Now, while I cannot disclose specific details due to my confidentiality obligations, I can offer insights into the process and obstacles encountered. For starters, whenever you get called into something, there's a tendency to sort of just jump into the situation. Oh my gosh, we've got a situation potentially at hand. We need to get moving. But I ask everybody, you know, kind of take a deep breath and put together an investigative plan. So step one, there's some initial suspicions and investigation launch. The investigation commenced due to suspicions of an unauthorized access to sensitive intellectual property and maybe even potential sabotage within the company. Given the industry's critical nature and the company's innovative technologies, addressing this threat, figuring out where it was coming from, was paramount. Number two in an investigation is data analysis and collection. The complexity of the organization's operations, they were international, by the way, combined with the intricate technology involved, posed significant hurdles. Uncovering what ended up being insider activities necessitated a thorough analysis of extensive data sets, proprietary frameworks and research, project documentation was critical, and access logs. Number three in your investigation as you're organizing the work streams and what you're working on is distinguishing legitimate access from malicious intent. And this is where OSINT is helpful, but also organization of your investigation is critical. So for starters, just having to look at legitimate versus malicious intent as far as authorized and unauthorized access, using advanced OSINT tools, monitoring, anomaly detection tools, chatter on various international social media platforms, were all techniques used to identify anomalous behavior amidst all of the routine corporate activities. Step number four, legal and regulatory considerations. Your OSINT work, even if you use the best tools that follow legal and regulatory guidelines, if you don't organize your investigation, understand the end in mind, understand the objectives, and do it in such a way that you navigate legal and regulatory considerations, you may not get the outcome you are seeking. So meticulous attention to detail throughout the collection process, the coordination process, and decisioning process was required to coordinate efforts and bringing in outside law enforcement to ensure compliance with industry-specific standards. That was done under the guidance of legal counsel, and then bringing in law enforcement early on to ensure that we were collecting things in a way that should we identify a culprit, should we identify wrongdoing, that things were collected in a way that law enforcement could go do their job and seek criminal action and criminal justice. Step five, forensic analysis and collaboration. So despite the challenges with having to balance the tools, the information, the logins, these joint venture partners, the international aspects, we were able to make progress. And after several weeks of exhaustive investigation, leveraging OSINT tools, forensic analysis, data correlation, behavioral analytics, and in this case, because of the international flavor, we also had to do translation. This did lead to the identification of an insider. Throughout the process, the insiders' efforts to conceal their actions and manipulate their data trails did pose obstacles to the investigation. The dynamic nature of the clean energy industry and its international elements did present very challenging circumstances. But decisive action was taken by the executive leadership of the company once the analysis showed they had an insider threat. The threat was mitigated and work was done to fortify the company's defenses against future insider threats, as well as ongoing nefarious activities and intents that could be taken against the company. I can say in this particular investigation, the individual was served a warrant, they were searched, they did go through a court process, and they did see jail time. So this shows how important it is as a private investigator to ensure that you have the end in mind, which is, do we have a problem or not? And if we do have a problem, what do we need to do to protect the company? And if the company decides to seek justice through criminal proceedings, how do we collect things so that they are submissible in court and also so that law enforcement can go do their job? So those are the five steps we used. And in the end, patience and persistence and the support of the executive leadership team and law enforcement agencies and legal counsel paid off in the long run.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.